Das kann so sagen, das war gerade zu sagen, wenn Juden sagen, Gulen darf pay Aleph. If Amnun said, Rav Shimon would say, the Yisrael Oysa is Benoit does not apply to Kodshim. The reason is that Rav Shimon holds that a Shechita is not effective in making the animal mutter to be eaten, it's not given the status of a Shechita. The Shechita of a Korban doesn't permit the animal to be eaten because the Zerika still has to be done, and therefore, it does not get the status of a Shechita. Rava, yes, the Brisa says, if an animal and its offspring are both Kodshim and are Shechted outside the Azor, Rav Shimon says, the second Shechit is Oyver Elois HaSeif, Shechting Kodshim outside the Azor, because Rav Shimon holds that something that would become kosher to be brought with the passage of time, and someone brings it before the time passes, he'd be Oyver Elois HaSeif, but it would not be Chayiv Koris. Chacham say that whenever there's no chorus, there's also no violation of Elois HaSeif. We asked on that Brisa, since Rav Shimon holds that the Shechita does not have the status of a Shechita, the second animal could even have been brought inside the Azara. There's no issue of Elois HaSeif because the first animal is not called Shechted, according to him. And if so, when it's offered outside, the Shechit should even be Chayiv Koris. Rava answered that the Brisa is missing words and should be understood as follows. When both animals are Kodshim and they're both Shechted outside the Azara, the Rabbanon hold that the first Shechit gets Koris. The second animal is possible to be offered that day because of Elois HaSeif, and therefore its Shechit is parted from the lava of Shecht and Kodshim outside the Azor. Rav Shimon holds both Shecht and get Koritz since there's no issue of Oysias Benoi. The second animal is fit to be offered in the Azor. And if the first animal is Shechted outside the Azor and the second is Shechted inside the Azor, the Rabbanon holds the first Shechted is Chayiv Koris and the second animal is possible since it's not fit to be offered that day and it's Shechted is Potter. Rav Shimon holds the second animal is the Kosher Karban. If the first animal is Shechted inside the Azor and the second animal is Shechted outside, the Rabbanon holds the first animal is a Kosher Karban and Shechted is Potter and the second animal is possible and Shechted is Potter. Rav Shimon holds that the second Shechit is Oyver on Elois HaSeif. Now, if it's true that Rav Shimon holds that Oysias Benoit does not apply to Kodshim, in this last case, the Shechit should get Karis as well. The Shechit of the first animal is not a Shechit for purposes of Oysias Benoit, and the second animal is therefore fit to be offered as a carbon inside the Azara on that day. Rather, Rava said, this is what Rav Nuna meant to say. According to Rav Shimon, one does not get Malchus for violating Oysias Benoit with animals of Kodshim. The reason is that the meat does not become mutter at the time of the Shechita, rather becomes mutter after the Zrika of the blood. Therefore, any warning that's given at the time of the Shechita is considered to be a Sofik, because it's unsure whether the Zrika will ultimately be done, and a warning given in Sofik does not have the status of a valid warning. Mar says that Rava follows his reasoning of elsewhere, where he says that if an animal is Chulin and its offspring is a Shlom, and both were Shechted on the same day, the Halacha is as follows. If the Chulin animal was Shechted first, and then the Shlom was Shechted, the Shechit will be Potter from Malchus according to Rav Shimon, because the warning would be a warning of Sofik. However, if the Shlom was Shechted first and the Zrika was done, and then the Chulin was Shechted, the Shechit would be Chayav Malchus, even according to Rav Shimon. Mara says, Rav also said, if an animal is Chulin and its offspring is an Oila, and they're Shechted on the same day, then certainly if the Chulin was Shechted first and then the Oila, he'd be Potter. Even more, if the Oila was Shechted first and his Zrika was done and the Chulin was then Shechted, he'd be Potter from Malchus according to Rav Shimon, because the Shechit of an Oila does not permit the animal to be eaten. Rav Yaakov, then Rav Yechanan said, that Rav Shimon would hold that he's Chai of Malchus in the second case, because we darshan a pasuk to teach that the eating of the Mizbech is considered to be an eating, and therefore the Shechita did make the meat mutter to be eaten. And so to say. Zok the next Mishnah. If one shechted an animal that was found to be a trefo, or if one shechted an animal for Avodah Zarah, or if one shechted the Parah Aduma, or a Shor HaNiskal, an ox that had been sentenced to be stoned, or an Egla Rufa, and then shechts any of these animals' parent or offspring on the same day, if Shimon says he's potter from Malchus, Chacham says Chayiv. Mishnah continues, if one shechted an animal and it became Nevela, or if one killed the animal by other means, and then shechts the animal's parent or offspring, he's potter from the lav of Oysoy Vyas Benoy. Zok the Gemara Shlokah said, the Chacham only say their view regarding an animal shechted for Avodah Zarah when the first animal was shechted for Avodah Zarah and the second was shechted for eating. However, if the first animal was shechted for eating and the second was shechted for Avodah Zarah, he'll be potter from Malchus based on the principle of Kamalei B'Derab Minei. If someone becomes chayiv to get two punishments from one act, he only gets the more severe punishment. Rabbi Yechanan said, this is something that even children know. Rather say that the Chacham hold that there are even times when the first animal is shechted for eating and the second is shechted for Avodah Zarah, that the shechit will get Malchus. The case would be where he was only warned regarding Isis and was not warned regarding Avodah Zarah. Rish Lakish disagrees because he holds that since had he been warned regarding Avodah Zarah, he'd be potter for Malchus for Isai Vyas Benoi. Even when he's not warned for Avodah Zarah, he still becomes potter for Malchus for Isai Vyas Benoi. Marcel Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish follow their views from elsewhere. Why? When Rav Dimi came from Bavel, he said that if one did an act b'shoigig for which he would have been chayiv Misa had he done it b'mezid, or if one did an act b'shoigig for which he would have been chayiv Malchus if he did it b'mezid, and he simultaneously becomes chayiv in a lesser penalty, Rabbi Yechanan says he's chayiv in a lesser punishment because he was not warned regarding the more severe punishment and therefore doesn't get the more severe punishment. Rish Lakish says he's potter from the lesser punishment because since he would have been punished with the severe punishment had he been warned, he's potter from the lesser punishment even when he wasn't warned for the more severe one. Mara says both machlekes are needed. Why? If we only had that one regarding our Mishnah, we would say Erish Lakish says he's potter in that case because there are two forms of corporal punishment. But in the other case, where the lesser punishment is only monetary, maybe we would agree with Rabbi Yochanan on that he remains chayiv. If we only had the other case, we would say it's only over there. Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayiv. But in the case of the Mishnah, maybe he agrees with Erish Lakish. That's why both cases of machlekes are necessary. Fact number is the shechita of the parah aduma considered to be a shechita that's not fit according to Rav Shimon. Rabbi says Rav Shimon says that the meat of a parah aduma is subject to food tumah since it had a period of when it was fit to be eaten. Erish Lakish explains that Rav Shimon holds that the parah aduma can be redeemed even after it was shechted. Now, if Rav Shimon holds that it can be eaten, he should also hold that the shechita is considered to be a shechita. Everything Gemara. Rav Shimon bar Abba in the name of Rabbi Yochanan said the inclusion of the parah aduma in the list in our Mishnah is actually a mistake.